In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict, now that we know he is not running for president, what will Joe Biden do next? But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Squarespace, providing website and e-commerce tools to build brands. Customers receive built-in SEO, marketing analytics, and mobile optimization. Learn more at squarespace.com/NPR. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And Carbonite, providing secure and automatic backup and recovery for businesses and homes. Since 2005, Carbonite has recovered nearly 40 billion files for its customers, from accounting databases to family photos. Learn more at carbonite.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, our benevolent overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager, Tyler Green. Our intern is Candace of Spades Mattel. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Les Larchick at Chase Bank. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernboss. Technical direction from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nian. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now panel, what is next for Vice President Joe Biden? Mazda Joe Brani.
He's now going to run as a Republican, finally giving the Republicans a candidate that only sometimes speaks nonsense.
Faith Saylor.
After successfully and creepily rubbing the shoulders of the defense secretary's wife, Biden will open a massage parlor called Massage MVP.
Adam Felber.
He's going to do pretty much what he does now, except at the front of a Walmart.
Well, if Joe Biden does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Maz Jobrani, Faith Saley, and Adam Felber. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week in Des Moines, Iowa. This is NPR.